Company, the makers of Rinso, invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of Amos and Andy. Today, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, is spending most of the afternoon in the beauty shop for one of her regular treatments. And finding herself short of money, she has phoned the Kingfish to come over immediately with the cash. Andy agreed to walk over with the Kingfish, and they are approaching the beauty shop now.
I've always wanted to see what goes on inside of one of these places, Kingfish.
Oh, yeah, you can go in.
Is this a beauty shop right here, this Mamie Laverne?
Andy, don't say Mamie. Look at the sign there. M-M-E. That spells M. It's the abbreviation for the French word Monsieur. That's what it is.
Well, let's get on in there.
Yeah, Sapphire ought to be ready to leave the place for it now.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Miss. Mr. George Stevens. I come here for my wife.
Her name is Mrs. George Stevens.
Oh, yes, I believe. Now, let's look at my book and see what project she is. Miss Sapphire Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Is she the facial massage and coiffure or manicure, shampoo, and eyebrow plump?
No, I think she's the wrinkle smooth chin tightener and general overhaul.
Yes, I believe she's almost ready. She's just getting a little touch-up now.
Touch-up?
Yes, just touching up near the roots of her gray hair.
Oh, my wife ain't got no gray hair.
Oh, come, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what do you think she had on the roots of her hair, Kingfish? Powder?
Will you wait out here and I'll go back and see if she's ready?
Yeah, thank you very much. Say, Andy, look back there. See that door open there?
Yeah.
There's a woman getting a finger wave.
Yeah, I wonder what a woman wants with wavy fingers.
Hey, look at that booth over there, Andy. Look at that.
Yeah. There's a woman sitting there with a bucket on top of her head.
That's electric dryer, son.
Oh, looks awful on her.
Better looking than some of the new hats they got, I know that.
Hey, look here. There's a door that's open a little, but you can't see nothing.
I tell you what let's do. Let's tiptoe down there near it. Maybe we can hear some gossip.
Yeah.
Come on. Quiet now, Andy.
How would you like to have a little curl in front, Miss Coldright?
Well, let's try it.
By the way, Miss Coldright, I see your friend, Miss Henrietta, is in one of the rear booths getting fixed up today.
That Henrietta woman's no friend of mine no more.
Did you all had a fight, Miss Coldright?
No, but my husband, Mr. Coldright, has told me plenty. You know, Henrietta works in the same office as Mr. Coldright. And Mr. Coldright says he don't want me going around with Henrietta because all she's got on her mind is men. Mr. Coldright says Henrietta comes to work at the office in a tight-fitting satin dress and tries to be so attractive to all the men. And Mr. Cartwright don't want me to spoil my reputation by running around with a girl like Henrietta. Oh, I tell you.
Come on, Andy, come on. They better not turn the sun lamp on her. That woman would get a tan tongue, you know that?
Yeah, that Mr. Cartwright certainly hates Henrietta, don't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Stevens is ready now. You can go on back. She's in the last booth on the right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Come on, Andy, come on with me.
Yeah. Hey, look, Kingfish. You mean to say that women is in all these booths here getting fixed up?
Yeah, wait a minute. Here's another door next to the end there that's open. Let's listen.
How do you want your hair done this morning, Miss Henrietta? Must I comb it up?
No, you better comb it down. I got a luncheon date with Mr. Cartwright, and he says he loves my hair hanging on my shoulders.
That man Cartwright gets around, don't he?
Yes. He sure do. Yeah, well, let's get on in here with Sapphire. Come on.
George, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, honey. Andy's with me.
Well, you and Andy come on in. Sorry I'm late, but I have to wait almost an hour.
Yeah, well, when is it going to start to work on you?
What are you talking about, George? They have finished with me. By the way, Andy, how do you like my hair done up on top like this?
Look good. Covers your bald spot.
I also had a facial, George. If you look real close, you'll see that they done took the crow's feet away from my eyes.
Mm-hmm, yeah. They took away the crow's feet, all right, but the tracks are still there.
You just shut your mouth and give me $5.
All right, here you is.
And I'll see you at home.
All right, all right. Come on, Anna. Spending $5 and she still looks bad.
Yeah, well, one good thing with her, you ain't got to worry about Mr. Cartwright.
No, he
I know one thing. I ain't never going to get married because the upkeep on a woman's face alone would keep a man broke. Boy, this expense cures me of marriage. I'm going to stay single and just go breezing along with the breeze.
Yeah. Is you comfortable in that chair, George?
Why are you so sweet to me around the house today, honey? I don't give you all the money I got.
Well, George, I might as well tell you.
One of my relatives is coming to stay with us.
Well, that's all. If you was figuring on that mother, you was coming around here and boss me and run my house, I'm going to throw up the sponge.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Your mother is the meanest woman I've ever had in this house.
Mother ain't coming.
She is the worst. Did you say some sweet words then?
It ain't mother that's coming.
Well, whoever it is will be an improvement on that old bag.
Now, you let mother alone.
Yeah, well, I wish you'd let me alone. Stay away from here, too. Who's coming?
My unmarried sister, Florescence.
Unmarried sister? Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me that country gal is coming up here and stay with us?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, well, where is she going to sleep? We ain't got but them two little beds.
Well, we got that sofa.
That bumpy, hard old sofa? Will Florescence fit on that?
No, but you will.
Now, wait a minute here. I ain't going to do that.
Now, look, Joyce. Here's a picture that you sent me with the letter.
Let me see the thing.
There you is. But I think she took off some weight since this was coming.
Yeah, look at them double chins on that woman, will you? She looked like a stack of used tires standing there.
Oh, George, you talk like Florescence was a hippopotamus.
No, ain't no hippopotamus ever been as hippie as she is. Or potamus either, I tell you that.
She's coming anyhow. She's arriving tomorrow.
Well, now, wait a minute. I can't afford to have her laying around here eating up my food.
Well, there's only one solution to it, George. We got to take care of her till we can introduce her to some legible bachelor that ain't married.
Legible bachelor, huh? Now, who do I want to get even with about something? Let me see. Let me look at that picture again there. Look at that woman. She's getting ugly every year.
Well, after all, George, she's 43.
According to this picture, she's 10 years ahead of schedule. I know that. She ought to go in the beauty shop and stay there for a month. Never leave the joint.
She ain't never been inside of one, George. But you just got to let her live here till you get her married.
Hey, wait a minute, Jack. I got an idea. Maybe I could get Andy Brown to marry her.
But don't you think Andy's a bum?
Yeah, but at her stage of the game, she can't be choosy, honey.
Say, you know Andy might not be bad for Florescence.
No, on second thought, Andy ain't interested in getting married. He wants to stay single. The last thing he said to me this morning was,
I'm just breathing along with a breeze.
Well, hello there, Kingfish. Come in.
Yeah, well, if it ain't my bosom buddy, Bachelor Andy Brown. Tell me all your troubles. I know how it is when a man's got worries and he ain't got no wife to comfort him and talk over the troubles with him.
Wait a minute. I ain't got no worries, Kingfish. And I think the reason I ain't is because I'm single.
Now, there's the same thing that you mentioned, Bert, that you ain't got no wife. As long as you was done brung up the subject, though, you know, less than an hour ago, I was talking about the same thing to Sapphire.
You was, huh?
Yeah, I was telling her what you said this morning about marrying a gal that spends so much money in the beauty shop.
Yeah, and all of them do it.
No, no, Brother Andy. There's the very ultra-economical type that never goes in a beauty shop. And you was lucky if you can land one like that.
Yeah, but where is it?
Ah, now my darling wife has got a charming little sister named Florescence. And she's staying with us for the winter. Yeah, your little sister, well, I say little, she's got a little fat here and a little fat there. But, she is one gal that makes a perfect wife. I'd hate to see her get married. You know, I would cry at the altar like a mother.
Yeah, well, wipe your tears away, Mama. I ain't gonna take her to no altar.
No, Henda, I'd like to have a good cry. If I could get two soulmates together.
No, Kingfish, I ain't in the marrying mood.
Well, now, wait a minute, Henda. It's the rule and regulation of nature that every man has got to have a wife. Because without one, you ain't got the love and companionship, and that's what you need.
Listen, if I need love and companionship, I can do better with a dog. When a dog sits on your lap and kisses your hand, you know that it's really love he's after and not money to spend in no beauty shop. A dog really treats you good.
Oh, she'll treat you like a dog all right, eh? I want you to come over and meet Florescence tonight.
Well, how come you were so anxious for me to meet this gal, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, I ain't never told you this before, son, but now's as good a time as any. You see, Andy, I was fond of you. I've always loved you like a brother. And if you was to marry Florescence, that would make you my brother-in-law. And, Andy, that is the sweetest relation between two men.
Kingfish, I never know that you felt that way about me.
Yeah, well, it's high time I told you, brother-in-law. Yes, Andy, I'd be proud and happy to put you on one of the limbs of my family tree.
Well, I'd like to get out on a limb.
Oh, I'll get you out on a limb, brother.
Yeah, you know, and another thing, if we was brother-in-laws, why, maybe you wouldn't teach me out of money no more.
Now, that's right. But even if I did teach you, you'd have the satisfaction of knowing that the money is still in the family. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Brother-in-laws is good, all right. What kind of a gal is this, Leon Tubin?
A Florescence.
Oh, yeah.
She is a lovely girl, and I want you to meet her before you marry her. You know, if I'd have met her before I married my wife, I would have never married Sapphire.
You mean you'd have married Blue Rosie?
No, I just wouldn't have married Sapphire.
Well, tell me this. What does she look like? You got a picture of her that I can see?
Yeah, I always got one here, but I won't warn you, Andy. This ain't a very good one. The picture was took under very bad conditions.
It was, huh?
Yeah, it was film in the camera at the time. That is old film, I mean, like that.
Well, let me see the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. This is a group picture, eh?
No, that group is all her. That's all her.
No, Casey. I think she's too old for me. And she ain't good looking either.
Yeah, but looks don't mean nothing, brother-in-law Andrew. After all, beauty's only skin deep.
Yeah, well, she got a lot of skin on her there.
She's loaded with skin.
Oh, yeah. She sure is a big woman.
Yeah, well, now that's the beauty part of it, her being big. Most men marry skinny little gals, work their heads off, making money to fatten them up so they look like a wife. But you are getting a gal that's already been pre-fattened. You see what I mean?
I'd like to meet her. What time could I come to see her?
Well, we're having supper around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, how about me getting there at 6:30?
No, make it around 8:30. You see, so Russell just come from the country and she ain't used to strangers yet. You can come to supper some other night after she done learned to eat with a knife and fork.
Into them, honey.
Yeah, when you get acquainted with Mr. Brown, why, you can pry them off again. Do that.
All right, Brother George. Maybe you ought to sprinkle some of my perfume in your hair, honey. Well, I'm already dabbed behind my ears with vanilla extract.
Vanilla extract? You two get billing and cooing, he's going to think he's making love to an angel food cake, you know that?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. This is the first time I've talked to a man since Zeke Smith talked to me back in the country.
Well, I didn't know you had a date with Zeke Smith.
Well, it wasn't exactly no date. He was across the field one day calling the hogs, and when they came to him, I walked up with him. After that, you could always go out and round them up quietly.
Hey, by the way, Sapphire, if Andy asks for Russell's age, we can't tell him that she's 43, because Andy's 43 herself.
Oh, that's right. Well, we'll have to knock off 10 years and say she's only 33.
Yeah, that's a good... there's Andy now. Put on your shoes, little Russell.
Uh-oh, he's here. Oh, Sapphire, how do I look? George, how do I look?
It's too late now. I'm going to let him in. Well. Good evening, brother-in-law.
Good evening, Andy.
Hello, folks.
Andy, allow me the privilege to introduce to you my very charming and single sister-in-law by marriage, the very desirable Soresson.
Well, I got to be going.
Wait a minute. Come back here.
Now, let go of my neck, Jack Kingfish. Let go. You're
so... Don't
go
so soon, Andy. And Florence, say hello to Mr. Brown.
Hello, Mr. Brown. Sapphire, can I take off my shoes now?
Wait a minute. Andy, sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Take off your shoes, too, Andy.
Yeah.
You two ought to find a lot in common on account of there's only 10 years difference in your ages.
Yeah, I figured she was about 53.
Oh, Andy, you missed it by 20 years.
Well, I didn't want to say 73.
Now, what you got in the package?
I brung you a present.
What is it?
A bag of potato chips.
Potato chips? For me?
There's for us.
Oh, Jimmy, I just love to eat potato chips.
Wait a minute, Florescent. You've got to take them out of the bag first there. Don't do that.
Well, come on, George. Let's go to the movies and leave the young folks alone.
Yeah, well, we'll be back in a couple of hours. George, enjoy yourself. And if I know Andy, ha, 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 he'll speak right up for himself.
Yeah, well, see you later.
Goodbye.
Have a good time, you little lovebird. Come on, George. Oh, George, I certainly hope that this thing works out. You think it will?
Well, I'll soon find out. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's stay right here, and I'll peek through the keyhole.
What do you see, George?
They are sitting in two chairs. Wait a minute.
What is it?
Andy is getting up. He's walking over to the sofa.
Well, where's Florence?
She's sitting in the chair near him. Uh-oh. Andy is dimming the light by the sofa.
Oh, that's great. It's working.
Hot dog. Now he's sitting on the sofa.
Really? How about the rest?
Well, she ain't moved yet. Uh-oh.
What's happened?
Andy laid down to take a nap.
What you want to see me about, Andy?
Well, Amos, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you was me, would you marry a gal if you didn't love her?
Well, not unless I was out of my head, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, the Kingfisher's sister-in-law, Fluorescent, is a gal.
Huh?
I think she's too old for me, though. It finally come out that she was 73.
Oh, Andy, I don't think a man ought to marry a gal unless there's true love there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
After all, Andy, a real marriage is when you can have the thrill of picking up the one you love in your arms and holding them close to you.
Yeah, well, that holding close thing ain't bad, but somebody's got to help me when it comes to picking for us.
Well, tell me this, Andy. When you see her the first time, did you have a feeling of love? Did you kind of get tight in the chest?
No, I got upset in the stomach.
Well, Andy, just remember one thing. After you married a gal, you got to live in the same house with her for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're right. Amos, you talked me out of it.
Yeah, well, come in, Kingfish. I just leaving.
Yeah.
Well, how is it, Amos? How is my future brother-in-law, Andy?
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, well, I'll see you all later. So long, fellas.
Thank you, Brother Amos.
So long, Amos.
Brother-in-law, dear...
Hold it. I might as well nip you in the bud right now and tell you that I ain't going to marry a fluorescent.
But, Brother Andy, you mean that you ain't going to marry a fluorescent, that sweet little delicate flower?
What you talking about, flower? She went to seed 20 years ago. Kingfish, I just don't love her.
Brother Andy, that's the old-fashioned idea. The new way is to marry them first and then learn to love them.
Yeah, well, I like the old-fashioned way of loving them first and then learning to forget them.
Now, wait a minute. You can't do that to me.
Now, like I told you 20 times before, she's too old for me.
Well, now, wait just a minute here. I'll sue you for breach of promise. I'll go see my lawyer right now.
You'll sue me for breach of promise?
Yeah, you promised to be my brother-in-law. Oh, I'll get you. Hello there, Gather.
Hello, Kingfish. Come on in.
Yeah, well, Gather, how's the law business? You look kind of sad about something. What's the matter?
I just had a horrible experience. I just lost a client.
Oh, that's too bad. How'd it happen?
I fell off the ambulance.
Well, now, listen, Gabby, I come to see you about my sister-in-law, Fluorescent. Is you seen her since you've been in town?
You mean that bastard gal that was sitting on your front step in Sapphire?
Yeah, that's her. She just come up from the country.
Well, tell me something, Kingfish. Is she web-footed or was that mud between her toes?
Wait a minute. You must have seen her when she had my shoes on.
How'd she get to New York? Hitchhike or walk?
No, she came by Greyhound.
Greyhound? That dog certainly can't allure, didn't it?
You know, Andy Brown promised to marry this gal and then back down. Said that she's too old and ugly and all that stuff. Now, hear what I want to ask you. Can I force the marriage by suing him for breach of promise?
Breach of promise. I represented a beautiful girl in court once and she was suing for breach of promise. I got up and I pleaded my case right to the judge. I pleaded right to him. I made a wonderful plea. Then the lawyer for the defendant got up and he made his plea. The judge didn't know what to do. He said to this beautiful girl, come with me into my private chamber. She went in there with the judge. They was locked up for 20 solid minutes. And then the door opened and the judge spoke.
What did he say?
Lovely.
Gabby, I ain't much of a man for in-laws. My wife's mother will drive me crazy. And this girl is almost as bad as the staying at my house. Now, how can I get Andy to marry so I can get out of our house?
Oh, that's all. She looks like a scarecrow. Why don't you send her to the beauty shop and get her fixed up? They can do wonders over there. Just wonders.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'll put my watch in pawn, I'll put everything else in pawn, and I'll get them to fix her up so she'll be a real glamour gal.
Oh, that beauty shop will do a job on, all right. They'll give her false eyelashes, they'll give her false eyebrows, they'll put a wrap to her hair, they'll give her false fingernails, and a do-pool job on her face. Make her real good-looking, just like other women.
Jonah?
Yes, indeed. And after she gets them beauty shop good looks, she'll understand one thing.
What's that?
Why, so many women carry umbrellas when it rains.
Come on, Andy. Let's go in the house, and you can pop the question to Fluorescent right here now.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You know, I've seen her two or three times on the street lately, and she looks like $1 million.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful what they can do for them in a beauty saloon, all right. Since she got herself fixed up, you know, she really done become a hip gal. She's popular, too.
Oh, yeah, I can hardly wait to propose marriage.
Hello there, Flo Linton. How is it?
Oh, hello, Brother Jack. What's cooking? Hello, Mr. Brown. How's Dreamboat today?
Mm-hmm. Look at you. You really beautiful now. Well, fluorescent, darling. I got something to say to you.
Where's your set together, little boy? What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk to you about marriage.
Sorry, honey, child, but one of the head chefs over to the Savoy ballroom just talked to me about the same thing. You're all set.
Sure enough, you mean that you are going to get married? Oh, congratulations.
Wait a minute, here. Yeah. What's the matter with me for a husband?
I'm sorry. You're too old for me. Come on, Pop.
Now, there's a fine thing.
Well, Andy, it's too bad that you didn't take off my hands, but I've done a pretty smart job in getting her fixed up and finding a husband for her. Oh, boy, I rid of her. And me and Sapphire are going to have some peace right here now.
Oh, George, did Florescent tell you the good news?
Oh, yeah, I just heard it, honey, and I'm plenty happy.
Oh, I was so excited about it that I phoned long distance to Mother, and I told her how either you got Florescent married.
What'd you say?
Mother's arriving here tomorrow to live with her so you can do the same thing for her.
Oh.
When you see a fellow walking down the street whistling cheerfully, you can just bet on it he's feeling pretty good. And when you hear a woman whistling, especially if she whistles while she's washing clothes, you can make the same bet. She's feeling pretty good. And you can also bet that she's using our new soapy rich Rinso. That's why she feels so swell. She can see herself that new Rinso gets out more dirt without making her work so hard. And chances are, here's the little tune she's either whistling or singing.
Rinse all white, happy little wash day song. Rinse all white.